potentially, anything that potentially won't become too hard to eat, so you can eat it even as a small animal, right? When the animal is young, so a lot of the meat is more supple or is more edible. So, how am I going to do this? So you can eat it even so those things that are ultimately going to become inedible, you can't eat them even when it's young and it is edible. I think that's what it means. Correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I think that's what it means. And then the Mishnah says, and this seems to be some kind of clarification, it's not clear how to read it, but the Gemara is going to talk about it. And then it says, V'rashe knafayim. I believe this is referring to like the shoulder joint. Is that what it's referring to? Anyone have any better... Rashi can define
shoulder blades,
and what's the difference of sechusim?
Cartilage.
Ooh, I did not know
and
that part.
The other cartilage.
They're both cartilage.
They're appended to the bone. Some,
yeah, middle part.
Okay, so something connected to the bones. Okay. Give me one
it
second.
Says the.
Okay, so the Gemara says.
The cartilage that stands by itself, such as in the middle part of the ear, the cartilage of the chest, and the small bones at the end of the spinal column. So it's just not sure how to.
Yeah, I don't know what the literal term would be, but okay. So the Gemara says, "Rabba Rami kol necha b'shara gadol yechal b'gdi arach." Tanan, sorry, kol necha b'shara gadol yechal b'gdi arach she'eno nechal lo. Anything that's not eaten, so then right, the implication is that not. But Gemara says, wait a second, Ema Seifa, Rosh and Kameva Sechusim, Vahani Lo Mis Achli Bashra Gadol. But these are the types of things that you can't eat, right? This cartilage, this shoulder blade, you can't eat it. As Allah says, Gemara Tanahi, it's really Machos, Tanah Vachitani, Kol Nach Bashra Gadol, Yachabig Darach, Vashena Nachal Lo. V'yesh Omrim, and there are those who say, Av Rosh HaKnafayim V'Asechusim, right? So basically it's saying that the Mishnah is basically two different opinions. One opinion is that it would work, and one opinion is that it wouldn't work. That you would not be, not that it would work versus word would, but you would be allowed to eat it while it's still edible. So, give me one second here.
If you cook them a lot, they'll be able to eat them better.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second also. So Gemara says, Rava Amar Mahin Ketani. Really, it's talking about what are these? Meaning the way that you read the Mishnah is, what are these? As if to say, Ketani, Hachi Ketani, Kol Anecha B'Shoah Gadol, Beshilka, anything you could really soak. I'm getting some feedback here, I'm not sure why. Anything that you could technically soak, and it would become edible. Oh, man. Anything you could soak and it would become edible, so then you'd be allowed to eat it. So what are those things that could become edible? So those things are what we're saying in the Mishnah, that Ye'achab diarach batzli, mahein rashay knafayim v'asachusim. Right, those things that you could ultimately soak and make edible, you can eat them even now when you don't need to soak them, but you could just roast them. Tanik v'asad yirava, kol necha b'shura agadu b'shilka, ye'achab diarach batzli, mahein Russian kavayim v'aschusim v'gidim harachin nidon kabasar. The Brisa adds on at the end here that the soft sinews are considered like meat. We said that yesterday for the sake of a different thing, about the Mishnah. Give me one second here. Hold on, just sending out a link for everybody to join the bat mitzvah after this, because they didn't do it beforehand, or they didn't do it beforehand. Hold on. Okay, let's keep going. Itmar, gidin shesof on lahikashos. Any sinews that are ultimately going to be hardened, right? Just like our Mishnah talks about in terms of the cartilage or what we just said. So anything that's within that category, when it comes to the sinews, Rabbi Yochanan Amar nimnin leil pesach, Rish Lakish Amar ein nimnin leil pesach. You cannot use that as your chiyuv. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah of pesach with those parts. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So that's machlokas. So the Gemara says, hold on. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nimna Alein Basar Hashdas Linen. Rabbi Yochanan says, you look at what it is right now. Rish Lakish Amar Ein Nimna Alein Basar Besofas Linen. Rish Lakish says, no, you can't be using them for Pesach because you're ultimately not going to be able to. You look based on what it's going to be in the future. Obvious question is our Mishnah. Ace of Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan Kol Nachem Shor Galal Yechal Begdei Arach Ma'ein Rashi Knafayim Baschusim Hani In. Our Mishnah explicitly says that anything ultimately is going to become hard, so you're not allowed to use that even now when it's not hard. You can't use it for the Korban Pesach. So how could it be, Rabbi Yochanan, that you're now saying you're allowed to use them? Right? That you look at it based on right now. So the Gemara has to, so Rabbi Yochanan has to answer, Amarle Yirmila Rabbi Yavin, sorry, Amarle Tana Hani V'hu Adin Lahanach. Hani my Taima. Right, what we said over there is what we're going to say over here, that it's only in a case where you couldn't have soaked them. So basically, the only reason that the Mishnah says that is not because we don't look at it in we don't look at it right now, but we do look at it right now. Right now, we look at it as if it could be eaten right now. So it's not that it can't be eaten in the future, and therefore it can't be eaten right now. It could be eaten right now too. Because you could soak it. Okay, hold on.
Just from this, that you, when you sign up for the Korban Pesach, you sign up for specific pieces of the animal.
It would seem that way. It would seem that way. I don't know if they're talking about retroactively. That would get into a whole Brera question, right? But presumably, maybe you would. You would designate certain parts of the animal for other people, and therefore it wouldn't work. That's what it sounds like from the word nimnin. Okay, now let's go. We've got 7 minutes. Amrle Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Avin. By the way, this gets repetitive, so I could really fly through this. Let's see how far we can go. Amrle Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Avin. Ki asas l'kamid Rabbi Avo. Rami le mi Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Gidin shesof l'akchus inu inalein v'pesach. Alam baser hashtaz li none. Does it really say that Rabbi Yochanan would say we look at it right as it is right now? But wait a second. V'hab ba'yiminei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Od or harosha egel harach mashi tame. So the question was posed to Rabbi Yochanan. From Rabbi Yochanan. What about the soft meat in the head of the animal? V'amarlo ein mitame. It says that it's not tame. So alma baser besofas linan. It's not tame, meaning it's not considered food. Meaning ultimately, even Rabbi Yochanan thinks that you look at it ultimately. What is it going to become? And therefore, right now, it's not going to be mitame. So amarle. Whoever said that wasn't really thinking it through. Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind, and he said to him, don't belittle me with such questions. That whole question about the softness of the head meat, that's only a minority opinion. Really, we already hold that it is going to be mitzvah b'dayim. That's what it sounds like, at least. New Mishnah. Hashover es ha'etzim pesach hatar ha'reza lo karabayim. Someone who breaks the bone of a karban pesach, which is tahor, which you could use, and it's a completely legitimate karban, so you get malchus for that. Aval hamoser b'tahor, but someone who leaves over meat, v'hashover b'tameh, and someone who breaks the bone when the bone is tameh, so then it's not going to be chai of malchus. You're not going to get lashes for it. Rather, en alokas arbaim, you're not going to get any lashes for it. So why is that? The obvious part. So Gemara says, bishlam amoser b'tahor, when you leave over meat, you don't get malchus, you don't get punished because the tana lo si remenu ad boker, vanos remenu ad boker, b'ish tisrofu. The pasuk says that you're going to, I'm getting some feedback here. The pasuk says that if you leave over some meat, so then you have to burn it afterwards. So therefore, this is what we'd call lav hanita klase. We've talked about it before, that the iser leads you to be able to do a mitzvah, and therefore you don't get malchus for that opportunity. When you have that opportunity, lomar she'en loke, you don't get malchus. Di Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov, however, lomen Hashem, who said it's not true. Elam yishum tehavle lav she'en b'masa. When you leave over meat, so what did you do? You just did nothing, and therefore you don't get malchus for something you don't do anything for. You only get physically punished when you do a physical action. So ain lokin alav ella shover ba tamei min alan. But when it comes to breaking a tamei carbon, so why is that not usher? Damar kara pasuk says ve'etzim lo sich bru vo bekasher v'lo carbon pasul. We saw this yesterday also. It's only going to be bo with a good carbon, but not a bad carbon. Bad carbon, you have no issur of breaking the bone. Ve'etzim lo sich bru, so tanur abana, and the rabbis learned that's how the game. Rabbis, ve'etzim lo sich bru bo. Bo bekasher v'lo b'pasul. Rabbi Omer b'bayis echad yeachel v'etzim lo sich bru vo. Kol haroy la'achila yesh bo mishum shvirat etzem. She'en roy la'achila ain bo mishum shvirat etzem. So there are two possibilities as to why you don't get malchus for breaking the bone. One is, as we said, that it's kasher, only by a kasher karban and not a pasul. And then we have the shita of Rebbe, that the pasuk connects that which you can eat to that which you're not allowed to break the bone. Anything you're allowed to eat, you're not allowed to break the bone. Anything you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to break the... anything you're not allowed to eat, you're allowed to break the bone. Or at least you're not. It's not usher to break the bone. So there are two real driving factors. Is the carbon kasher versus is the carbon edible? So Gemara says, Ma binai, what's an afkamina? The rest of the daf is trying to find an afkamina between these two statements. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pesach haba b'tumei ika binayu. It's a Pesach that's brought when it's tamei. Lamanda amar kasher, according to the one that says kasher, high pasul. So this one is still a pasul carbon. Tuma is a psul when it comes to carbon Pesach, and therefore maybe you would not be allowed to break the bone according to that opinion. Lamanta ma roi l'achila, however, according to Rebbe, who says that it has to be edible, hainami roi l'achila, when you bring the carbon Pesach but tuma, everybody's tame, so everybody is allowed to eat the carbon Pesach, and therefore you would still have the issur of breaking the bone. Rav Yosef Amar. Yeah.
Rabbi, once it's past the Zman, you're going to burn the bone anyway, right?
Yeah, but that's because it's Nosar. We talked about that 2 days ago, yeah. That's a separate question.
You're going to burn it. You're going to destroy the bone. What's wrong with breaking a bone?
Burning, you're allowed to do. Burning, you're allowed to do. Breaking, you're not allowed to do. That was on the daf 2 days ago. You're allowed to burn it.
So remind me, why can't you break a bone?
Because it says Tishburu. The pasuk says Lishbor, that you specifically do it with your hands. But if it's caused by fire, it's not a problem. So Rabbi Yosef Amar Kiyai Gavna. Rabbi Yosef says, no, in this situation, the Kuli Amma ain't Bo Mishum Shvuas Etzem. No one agreed. No one says that there is an Isser by Shvuas Etzem. I thought this was going to go the other way. But now, for now, fine. That everyone agrees that in a case where the Karban Pesach is brought Betumah, legitimately brought Letumah, so everyone agrees there's no Isser of breaking the bones. Durabi Ala Akule Kaasi. Rabbi comes to give a Kula, not to give a Chumrah. Vahai. And this is pasul, and therefore it can't be an isser. Right? There's a leniency to it, not a chumrah to it. The fact you're bringing betuma is not going to bring another stringency. Ella, rather, what is the nafkamina haysalo shasa kosher v'nifsa? If at one point in time it was a good carbon, and then it became pasul. Ik benayu l'man to amar kosher hakosher. According to the one who's a kosher, it was kosher. L'man to amar roy la'achila ha'hashalav roy la'achila. It's now inedible, and therefore Rebbe would say that you don't have an issur of breaking the bones. Because at once upon a time it might have been kosher, but right now it's no good. Abayamar kuliamalo kikoai gavna ain bo mishum shveret esem. Ever in that case, there's no iser. And even in that case, when there was a shasa kosher, my time a hashdim yes ha pasulu. Even though it had a shasa kosher, it was kosher at one point. Right now it's pasul. El shveret esem yibod yom. The problem is that you broke the bone from before yontif. You get mad. Uman de amar kosher ha kosher. According to the one that says it's about kosherness, so it's a kosher carbon. You just can't eat it yet. Uman de amar roya lachila hashla bar achila. According to Rebbe, it's not edible yet, and therefore you'd be allowed to break the bones from beforehand. So Mesav, wait a second. Rebbe Omer nimin al moach shabarosh. You're allowed to assign the portion of the meat inside of the head. Is that literally referred to the brain? It might refer to the brain literally. But you're not allowed to assign some of the meat of the hand. The marrow in the hand bones. Amol shabrosh my time. Why not? Because by the head you're allowed to use it for the carbon pesach for somebody's meat portion, because you could technically get it out without breaking the hand, without breaking the bones. And but when it comes to the hands, you have to be able to, you have to break it in order to get to that marrow, and therefore it would be impossible for somebody to eat it without violating this. So if it's really true that you can use the marrow from inside, if it's really true that you could break the bone, but according to Rebbe, from before Yontif, so then just do that before Yontif, and then give the marrow to somebody to be yotzei the Karban Pesach. So Amar Chabai l'tamech mishchashech anami. Naisi gumrarta v'nechus alev v'naklai. Oh, maybe I was wrong, David. Maybe this was the daf I was thinking of. That maybe you could bring some heat element and then burn the bone, and the bone's going to cause the marrow to come out. V'nafkalim ofti dev v'nimne alei. There's no isser of... because the Bryce says that breaking the sinews or burning the bones, there's no isser of breaking the bones. Elamai is, what do you have to say? Abai Amar Mishum Paka. The reason is you're not allowed to do it. The reason you're not allowed to use that from before Yontif is because you're worried it's going to come to bring to bring you to break the bones. Rav Amar Mishum, Hafsid Kachim, Tachim Hafsid Lebi Adayim, if you were to burn it, so then it would actually cause burning some of the marrow too, and that you don't want to lose out Hafsid Kachim, that's the problem. Dilma Achla Nur Mimachti Day, because the fire is going to eat some of the marrow. Mibod Yom Nami, Yibionum Atmir Shechashecha. We don't allow you to do that before Yom Tov, so let's come to do it after Yom Tov has already started. Rav Papa Amar Kolki Agav Nekol Yama Yesh Bo Mishum Mishveres Etzem Ma'itam Elorta Michzi La'achila Ela Be'ever Shetz Miktasa Kumifaki. Really, when it comes to the Isser of Mibod Yom, everyone agrees that there is an Isser of Shviras Etzem, of breaking the bones, because it's going to be edible later on. Even according to Rebbe, it's going to be edible later on, and therefore breaking it now is not excluded from the edibility of it, because it's edible later. Rather, it's about whether part of the animal was sent out of the walls of Yerushalayim. Man to Amar Kasher, ha Kasher, this animal is still good. Man to Amar Rai Lachila, hai la bar chilu. But you're not allowed to eat it because it's outside the basement. Tan Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, Eiver Shetz Mitzatzu Shvaro, Ein Bo Mishum Shveras Etzem. You're not allowed to break the bone. Okay, I got to stop there. Unfortunately, in order to get to this bas mitzvah. Okay, Shkach, we'll pick up there. We're at Rav Sheshes. Four lines down in the wide lines, the middle wide lines. We'll pick it up tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Rabbi, is that backdrop for the bat mitzvah?
Not necessarily. Why?
Because if it is, on the left side, it's showing a little bit of the room, and then the whole rest of the screen's backdrop, in case you wanted to know.
Okay, thanks. All right. Everyone should have a good week. Mirz Hashem, I'll see you at the bat mitzvah. If you are joining on, I sent out an email while we were talking, impressively, so you can join it on that. Okay, see you Mirz Hashem tomorrow morning.